But let's talk cinema right now. And more importantly, let's talk the 16th annual Russian Resurrection Film Festival, which has hit Sydney. It's on this week at Event Cinemas up until November 5. And this year is actually quite a special one. 2016 is the official year of Russian cinema. Didn't know that. Quite excited about that. And this year's program celebrates Russian cinema, both old and new, as part of that official year of Russian cinema. But there's actually a really surprising Aussie connection. Now, Australian actor Martin Dingwall first appeared as Flynn on Home and Away. And since then, you've seen him in multiple films. You've seen him in Underbelly. You've seen him in Strangerland. You've seen him in even in ABC's Upper Middle Bogan. He's also in a Russian romantic comedy called All That Jam being featured at the festival. He's also on the phone. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good. Now, when I think Russian cinema, I don't think romantic comedies. Tell me about All That Jam.
No, nobody does. I don't think anyone that is unfamiliar with whatever that category is, Russian cinema, thinks of anything other than, you know, war films and, you know, the struggle that the culture has faced. What can I tell you about All That Jam? It's a script that arrived out of nowhere. It came in the form of an offer. Would you look at this? We are shooting on this date. It is based out of Moscow. We're going up the Volga River to a small town called Mushkin. And I'm like, what? Hang on. Okay. can I read it first? And I read it, and it was just, it was like Pretty Woman meets Notting Hill. It was just a beautiful, bouncing, really quite hilarious story. I responded immediately saying it was the loveliest, funniest read. But there was an issue which has become a bit of a talking point in that they sent me an English written script, of course, because I'm, you know, well, they thought I was American, but an Australian.
No, dear enough.
And when I did sign on, and literally when I had arrived in Moscow within the first 5 minutes of the meeting in the studios, I'd noticed that all the scripts were in Russian. There were no English printed scripts. And I slowly pieced together that this is not a co-production between America and Russia. This is... And I had my translator inquire for clarity, and she's like, "No, there are five scenes in English, with your character's personal assistant, Chris Owen, a wonderful American comedian from American Pie franchise." They said, "Yeah, the rest of the movie's in Russian," and we were 4 days out from principal photography, and I, needless to say, didn't speak a word of Russian. But I was tasked as of that moment with the romantic lead in a film requiring me to be fluent in Chekhovian Russian. So there begins my journey with Russia.
I think this is incredible. How did you go even just picking up the basics? It's not a simple language.
It's arguably the least simple language on planet Earth, I'm gonna bet. And there's English was a complete inconvenience at that point because there's no root... you can't follow any Germanic lines or Latin lines down into the infrastructure of English. They're just not there. So I literally had to, if you could imagine an approach where you kind of come from a primordial angle, and then I'm going to be using almost just sounds, not going to call them grunts, but sounds, but the sounds need to be orchestrated with precision. And I literally had to activate another part of my brain that I probably hadn't used since I was 14 and trying to learn French. So you just got to set up a separate infrastructure in your brain. But also, you know, the logic component says, well, I'm in Moscow right now and 50% of the people I speak to are going to be bilingual. So the human brain does this. So how do I do this? And I just had to put together, an internal matrix of building this language and understanding the best I could, and we started by hitting the big words first, you know, Здравствуйте, Белгодушно, Учен Хорошо, just, you know, finding the big ones. And if I could, and in fact, my first language lady was, her name was Olga, and she was very staunchly theatre-based, and she was so hard on the pronunciation, which was essential, because if I'd gotten slack jaw around anything, none of it would have worked. But she hit me so hard with the art of theatrical Chekhovian pronunciation. It's like, this is... So I didn't really have any mental RAM to think about the size of the challenge. It was just day by day, scene by scene, moment by moment. And oddly enough, one of the big saving graces was my leading lady didn't speak a word of English. And so we had no ability to communicate remotely between scenes, but we had to find the love story. And because we couldn't speak, we had to find it in each other's eyes. You know, it had to just be an energetic thing. And we did, you know, we found it. And this is going back, you know, nearly 2 years now. And I just saw it for the first time 2 nights ago. And, well, I have a complete understanding now of the director's vision, because one would reason, why wouldn't you get a Russian actor to play an American movie star that comes to Russia? It's like, well, that won't work. The Russians will know he's a Russian. And he rolled these incredible dice and made it as hard for himself as he needed to, just so that the culture clash was an authentic experience for the audience. So, you know, credit to Sash for saying, right, we need to find an American actor that can speak Russian. And the whole thing was a very heightened, often anxious, riddled experience, definitely.
But look, language aside, what was it like working with a Russian production crew?
Oh, these people, their landscape, you get outside of the big cities where it's very masculine and ground lit and these monolithic statues to their, you know, to their victors. You get out into the landscape and it's a whole nother... They're the longest horizons I've seen in my life, and the hospitality of these people is unparalleled. They, I'm going to say, from the actor's experience with the Russian crew, I literally got my translator to recruit everybody and say, look, I'm going to be walking around. I'm never going to not going to have my script in my hand. I've got so many levels of repetition and familiarity to do at all times. If anyone hears me utter a word that is incorrect by any syllable, please correct me. So I'd have gaffers and lighting people and catering and everyone. Like, Martin, Liz, no. Здравствуйте, no, Здравствуйте. And they all got hands-on and really got this film with this task across the line. But regards to the artistry of Russian cinema, when I was watching Sash and Maxim, the DOP, who was quite a celebrated character in Russia. He's the one guy that's got a nod by the Oscars for, I think, for Leningrad. Or... Anyway, they would frame this thing up like a Monet painting. You know, most rom-coms are kind of lit pretty harshly, a bit like a fridge. In Russia, it's just like, no. We do everything at Olympic level. So the film visually is just spectacular. The artistry involved in every component of filmmaking with these guys is, it's an uncompromised approach.
Well, look, people are going to get a chance to see it this week as part of the Russian Resurrection Film Festival. You must be pretty excited to be back in the home base and getting people to have a look at what you've been doing, for the last couple of years of your life.
Yeah, look, actually, I got to say, when I'd rapped on all that jam, I don't even know what I thought regards the film's journey. I knew that it would probably be a breath of fresh air for Russia to get a rom-com. I've since found out that they do a few of them. Oh. This one was very unique in that it pulls in an American movie star and aligns that energy with a simple Russian lady. And I got to say, someone in the audience, several people said they loved the fact that for them it was political, that they got to see America. Of course, I'm Australian, but America and Russia fall in love, and that's what meant a lot to them, which was a very unique perspective for an audience to have, I'd thought. But I didn't really know what the future of this film was beyond, you know, the European bloc. I know now it's gone through film festivals in Armenia and different places. And then of course, as you said in the opening, okay, so Australia has this huge Russian film festival. The biggest Russian film festival outside of Russia is in Australia. Who could have known? And they saw the film and they said, we love this. I'm like, great. I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure I love it. And they said, okay, we've grabbed it. We're showing it a couple of times. Please come back for it. I'm like, guys, you Russians, when do you end? I'd love to come back to Australia and watch this movie. And I did that the other night, and I had complete understanding of what Sasha's vision was. And as did the audience. Credit to him, I've got to say, you know, as far as rom-coms go, and the audience were laughing the whole way through, and it wasn't unique to a Russian sensibility of humor. It was just funny, and it was beautiful and visually spectacular, and my fear was, you know, with the language barrier, were the moments going to be as real as were required, and were we going to believe the love story? Well, look, I did at the end, and, you know, I'm a pretty harsh critic on myself. So, yeah, it's screening again. The final time is on the 4th of November. Tickets, I imagine, are still available. And it's an absolute achievement, actually, for Sash, what he did and the opportunity that he gave me. And the ludicrousness of that equation. Like, right, 4 days, we start filming. It's in Chekhovian Russian, the lead, every scene apart from four. And you're like, okay, this is exactly why we do this job. This is why we become actors, because we want to go in and, you know, activate parts of ourselves that might be dormant or what have you. And so, yeah, that has been the journey of all that jam.
Well, Martin, it sounds bloody exciting, and it was a real pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast on 2SER.
Oh, 2SER, thank you for making the call. It was a delight to hang with you guys.
Thank you, Martin.
All right, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.